I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Middlestud. This week, our topic is Embrace Failure. And on today's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast Weekend Edition, we're going to discuss the fear of failure. Many people have a fear of failure, and this is why they may never even begin something or will quit once they've started. But failure is a part of life, and if one were to choose to see it as something negative, it can be detrimental to their well-being instead of serving their purpose. Failure is just a natural part of the experience of life, and without it, there would be no such thing as success. I often talk about the paradox of life, about duality, where equal yet opposing forces must exist simultaneously, or neither exist. They each produce the other. Now, we may look out into the universe and see the death of a star as failure. Yet, in its demise, its energy is restored into the birth of new stars. Such is the paradox of life and death, good and bad, positive, negative, or success and failure. Each needs the other in order to exist. The Tao Te Ching, verse 13, explains a little bit about the fear of failure when it says, "Success is as dangerous as failure. Hope is as hollow as fear." What does it mean that success is as dangerous as failure? Whether you go up the ladder or down it, your position is shaky. When you stand with your 2 feet on the ground, you will always keep your balance. What does it mean that hope is as hollow as fear? Hope and fear are both phantoms that arise from thinking of the self. When we don't see the self as self, what do we have to fear? And in verse 79, Lao Tzu states, "Failure is an opportunity. If you blame someone else, there is no end to blame." And really, when it comes right down to it, Lao Tzu sums up failure quite perfectly by defining failure as opportunity. Where else are you ever going to learn anything other than in failing? Blaming others doesn't give us an opportunity to learn from it. When we see our failure as someone else's fault, we will take no time to assess where we could improve ourselves. So we never do. Does anyone ever really learn that much from success? While there is certainly a lot we can learn from success, most do not take the time to learn what allowed that success to happen, and instead just bask in the reward of it before moving on. But failure, on the other hand, holds on to us longer. It seems only fitting that the pain of failing would stick with us, because failing has a much longer-lasting effect on us. It does so because there is much to learn from it, and we need that time to process it, rather than briefly enjoying it as we do with success. It is in the processing of failure that we learn the opportunity it presents us with, as Lao Tzu suggests to us. Lao Tzu asks, "What does it mean that success is as dangerous as failure?" And then answers it in the following line, with, Whether you go up the ladder or down it, your position is shaky. What he means by this is that when we are in the process of working towards something but have not yet achieved it, we can be in a vulnerable state of not knowing, neither success nor failure, and what either might mean to us. Oftentimes, we can be just as afraid of succeeding as we can of failing, and perhaps have an even greater fear of success. The reason for this is that if we fail, we're still right where we are before we attempted to do something, so we can remain in a familiar and comfortable position. Whereas we don't yet know what success might mean to us should we achieve it. Whatever our goals are, until we reach them, we have no experience of it to draw any conclusions. Success might completely alter our life, which will certainly push us out of our comfort zone. Perhaps success means we change careers or start a new business, and because it would be completely new and foreign to us, we may be uncomfortable with a radical change in our life we may not be prepared for. Failing would leave us in a place we know very well. So as much as we might fear failing, success itself can be something we fear. The fear of failure most often has nothing to do with the perception we have of ourselves, but is more likely that we fear what others will think of us if we fail. When we tell others what we're attempting to do, there are now expectations people will have of us, which adds to the pressure. Not the pressure to succeed as much as not wanting to be seen as a failure. And so while we go through the process of any great change in our life, we can be consumed with what others are going to think about us if we fail. Any setback we have is going to cause us more stress if we are not careful to understand that any attempt to change means we are going to have some failures along the way. It's just part of the process. The process of change requires us to let go of the old ways of doing things, take some chances, and do some things we've never done before. And with a lot of these new things, we may have no clue what we are doing or how to do it, no matter how much we prepare to do them. So, of course, we will fail, but what we need to do is embrace failure. Every time we do something new means failure is a sure thing. We will struggle learning new things because it's the nature of the unknown. Knowledge is not knowing. Knowing is experience. And in our experiencing the failures, we will learn how to define success for ourselves. We can study and have the knowledge to make the attempt, but until we actually work through it and fail, perhaps many times, there can be no direct experience. Look at any new thing we've ever tried. Ever since we were little, we've had failure after failure. Yet these failures do not define us. When we first learn to walk, we stumble and fall numerous times. It is in the falling, the failure to walk, that we learn how to walk. So we keep trying. We struggle to get to our feet and perhaps hold on to something to keep our legs under us and to balance ourselves. Over time, with each failure teaching us new skills to apply, we eventually learn how to walk when our muscles have become strong enough. True failure isn't making mistakes as much as it is quitting before we succeed. If we all quit because of failures, even as adults, we'd all still be crawling on the floor. Quitting isn't really in our nature. Our true nature is to always be changing, expanding, and growing. It's the programming that makes us want to quit. There are a lot of justifications for quitting that are found in our past programs. We're often reminded by our tribe how we're not good enough at something. We're either not smart enough or talented enough, skilled enough, or whatever the tribe wants to use to hold us back, and deep down, a part of us believes it. So anything we attempt to do that is outside what our tribe's expectations for us are will be met with a lot of criticism to undermine us that can contribute to failure. Even those who may be supportive, well-intentioned as they might be, will offer their support from the limited perspective of how they view what we're trying to accomplish, which could be quite the opposite of what we were trying to do, which can also contribute to failures. But the beautiful thing about failure is that it offers us clarity by contrast of what we want to be successful at. We try something and it doesn't work, so we try something else, and maybe only some of it works. But we've already learned something in the process, what not to do. In order to find what works, we must know what doesn't, so as to avoid it next time. Failure gives us that lesson, so embrace it, and maybe even enjoy it. Our programming doesn't tell us to enjoy the process. We live in a fast-paced world that wants instant fixes, immediate solutions, and because we live in an impatient, results-driven society, we've grown intolerant of mistakes and failure, instead of just accepting that these things happen. We've come to expect perfect products and service from people, and any failure on their part to deliver it immediately makes us react in a very negative way. We've become demanding of perfection, even though, as discussed in previous podcasts, perfection does not exist as we think of it. In the movie Apollo 13, where they were trying anything and everything to return the astronauts home safely, the NASA director emphatically states, "Failure is not an option." Yet, failure is just a part of life, and not only is it an option, it is a necessary component of life. Without it, there would be no success. People forget that had there not been a failure of the system on board the spacecraft, there would be no emergency to correct, to which failure was not an option. Failure exists all around us, so we might as well embrace it for what it is. As Lao Tzu put it, an opportunity, and do our best to learn from it so we can grow. Without failure, there is no growth. The drive to succeed isn't as strong as the fear of failing. We've been programmed to expect success. So when we fail, we're disappointed for not living up to the expectations. Many times we might succeed only because our fear of failing is about how it looks to others, and so we are then motivated by outside, external forces. But the drive to succeed can never motivate us enough unless it comes from within. When our motivation to do something comes from within, it doesn't matter what others think. We then have no fear of failing because we know we will fail many times on our way to success, and the external opinion of others matters very little. It is very easy to quit when we are motivated by others, and real failure only comes when we give up. Another reason to embrace failure is that by doing so, we can enjoy the process of growth and change. We will enjoy the entire process because we'll see the lessons in the failures instead of obsessing over not being successful at every attempt. Then, when we fail, it becomes almost a game to play, and the entire process becomes fun and exciting. And like any game, we never win on the first move. It is a process of failed moves until the final one completes the game. The struggle makes us appreciate the victory more. Success will feel more like a worthwhile achievement because the failures put success into context and gives it meaning. We should embrace failure. That doesn't mean we should cling to failure and dwell on it, but rather use it as an opportunity to learn from it, then let it go, and then forge ahead on our path to success. Embracing failure is acknowledging the process of achieving success. If attempting to avoid failing, we will never do much of anything. So embrace it and enjoy the ride. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay in touch.